You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
I stopped by Mother's.
Oh.
And she sent you a message.
What?
Yep. She says next wash day, let Duzz do everything.
Duzz?
Mother
now,
says
I'm
it's
already...
a really new kind of granulated soap, for it does all three kinds of wash. Everything from my work shirts and the dirty towels to your rayon slips.
Now, George, you don't...
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. You're surprised to hear this Duzz can do so much. Mother said she couldn't believe it either till she tried it. And sure enough, Duzz does the whole works. Well, she says it's wonderful. And she ought to know. She's tried dozens of soaps.
Well, that doesn't mean she's the only one who knows about Duzz. What do you think I've been using on those greasy work shirts of yours?
What?
And how do you think I keep my pretty rayon slips and things looking so bright?
With Duzz?
Yes, Duzz. I found out on the radio that those nice colors will stay bright far longer with Duzz. Longer than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And you know what that means?
What, honey?
It means with Duzz, I can get lots more wear out of those clothes. And that's important now in wartime.
Gee, darling,
and I... just tell your mother I didn't have to try dozens of soaps to find out none of them can get towels whiter than Duzz. Or do it easier. Why, I don't do any hard scrubbing, and yet there's not another wash in the neighborhood that's whiter than mine. Well, my linens and towels just sparkle.
Darling, you're wonderful.
Well, you might give me credit for knowing a good thing when I see it. Didn't I pick you?
Oh, honey.
There's no doubt about it. Duzz is the choice of millions of women. Just try it. You'll see Duzz is not just a new improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. Ask for Duzz, D-U-Z, today. And next wash day, let Duzz do everything. And now the Goldbergs. Well, the hayride is over. And this is the next morning. Bright and early, too. And Molly, curious as a blue jay, is up and wondering what happened. Molly's plan was for Emma to meet a presentable man. That was why she wanted Sammy to take this young and pretty girl along. For Molly has taken very strongly to Emma, almost to the point of treating her as her own daughter. But Molly doesn't realize that Sammy's feelings are far from brotherly. Sammy began by disliking Emma. And he's ended by forgetting reason, common sense, and good judgment. It isn't love. It's something far more bitter and pleasant at the same time. But this is all far beyond Molly's knowledge. Listen.
Just for the police, the whole house is sleeping yet. Don't jump on me, please. Let them sleep. You had your breakfast, no? Well, come, come. You had water also. Everybody came home so late from the hayride. You want to wake everybody? Be quiet. Come. Come, baby. When I love you, I love you. When you bother me, you bother me. Go, baby. Go. Pull out of here. That's an animal. You wake up the whole house yet.
Morning.
Oh, morning. Morning, David. You're up so early.
Well, I wasn't in the hayride. I expired very p.m. last night.
We sat up a little bit.
Yes, I know. I saw the light downstairs.
I was so anxious to know the children had a wonderful time.
Why not? When you are young, you shouldn't have a good time.
Should I spill you, David?
Not yet. Thank you.
David.
Molly.
Yeah. David. I'm anxious to know if Mary Foote's brother-in-law was on the hayride and if he met Emma.
So?
So. Mother means so it would be wonderful.
He's not too old for her?
Why too old?
I don't know. I'm only asking.
He's a wonderful man, David. He's a wonderful, magnificent man, David. He's in class something. He's essential on his farm. And,
oh.
Oh, it would be wonderful, David. It would be wonderful. Because I know when we first moved here to Lastonbury, I remember how good he was to his first wife. I remember distinctly. I remember. Should I call?
Who?
Mary Foote.
It's not too early?
No, she rises very early.
Well, then call. But don't you want to ask Emma if she...
Emma, why should I ask Emma? I mean, if I ask her, then it's answers and it's questions and it's backwards and it's forwards. And maybe she'll feel a little bit, maybe bashful. I mean, to say yes, she might feel bashful, and to say no, she'll be sorry. What are the questions? They'll come over, and if they met on the hayride, and if he liked her, I'll ask Mary Foote, and if she liked him, then they'll come over and they'll have dinner. And
all right, so call Mary Foote.
If you want me to spill you first, I'll spill you.
You spill me after, Mom. I got
that. All right, David. I'll just call because I'm anxious because I didn't wait up for the children last night. I it was too late already. Hello? Hello, Central? I want Mary Foote's place, please. Yeah, the Mary Foote's place by the little church. That's right. That's right, dear. Oh, I don't know what time it was when the children got home. Hello? Hello, who is this? Oh.
With the hoe?
The hired girl. Oh. Hello, I would like to speak to Mary Foote, please. Oh. Well, don't trouble. Just say Mrs. Goldberg called, and to please call me when it's inconvenient. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes. She's in the barn. They'll call me when she'll come back from the barn. Family, morning.
Morning.
You're up so early, Emily.
You came home so late.
And you're up so early.
Who are you speaking to?
Speaking to Uncle David.
No, I mean on the telephone.
Oh, on the telephone. Speaking to Mary Foote. I was anxious to know if her brother-in-law was on the hayride.
I was anxious to know if the brother-in-law was on the hayride.
He wasn't.
Huh? He wasn't?
He wasn't.
How is that?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, man. How is that?
Ma, don't you ever get tired of trying to pair people off?
Who?
Well, Emma can find her own husband. She's young. Let her alone.
Why, Emily? Why? Emma said something?
No, I'm saying.
Well, If I want Mary Foote's brother-in-law to meet her, is that pairing? That's pairing? He's a man. He's a beautiful farm. He's in for something essential. How can a girl like Emma meet anybody if she don't get introduced, huh, David?
Of course.
After all, breakfast, Emma.
Please.
I have to go to the chicken coop to collect my nets.
I'll go.
Never mind, I'll go. I'm going. If I didn't like Emma as much as I like Emma, would I care? Well, why shouldn't she have something in her life? Well, working here for me, but what can her future be worth? Who has she got here in my house? I'll get the eggs. After all, what has she got?
You had a good time, Sammy?
It was all right.
Emma enjoy herself?
I guess so.
I think it would be very good if... why shouldn't Emma meet Mary Foote's brother-in-law, Sammy? Why not? Why not? Is there a reason why not, Sammy? Good morning.
Sammy, where didn't you and Emma go last night after the hayride? Pop, why didn't you wait for Mikey?
David, you want to see something very beautiful?
Yeah?
Please, quickly, Master Wolfer Fox had a calf.
Oh.
Just this minute she had a calf. Come quickly.
I'm coming.
Mary Foot didn't call me, huh? Then she called Tammy. I'll be in the barn by Martha. Come, David. Spill Tammy, Rosalie. Here's the egg. Scramble, Tammy.
Ma, I want to see the new calf, Ma.
So come if you want to see the new calf.
Are you coming, Tammy?
No. David, Tammy, the calf is standing already on the 4 feet.
Morning, Sammy.
Morning, Mikey.
Sammy.
All right, Mikey. Skip it, huh? Please?
You don't want me to say anything, huh? Okay. You want me just to sit back and watch this thing with you and Emma? All right, I'll keep quiet. Or maybe you've forgotten that you wanted me to help. Remember, you were afraid that Emma was making you dance a tune you didn't want to hear?
All right, Mikey.
Sure. It's all right. Okay. You don't love her, but she's got you running. And you're running so fast, you don't even know where you're going. But she knows. And she's leading you on.
I'm old enough to...
drown by yourself, huh?
There's nothing wrong with Emma.
No. She's a liar. She's sly. She's out to tie you down good, but... she's all right. Sure. There's nothing wrong with her. You hate her when you don't see her, and when she's around you, you can't leave her. If I ever saw a guy hypnotized, that was you last night.
Hello? No, my mother isn't here.
Tell him, huh?
Goodbye. Yes.
So why did you hang Sammy? Sammy, you know I said I wished I wanted to talk to Mary, but Sammy, I'm talking to you. Where are you going?
To see the cat.
No. See that, Mikey? No, Mr. Goldberg number two, when it comes when I want to make a match. Exactly. I want Emma to meet Mary Foot's brother-in-law. He has a farm. He's in class. Something essential. Is it so wrong to try to do what I want to do, what I think I should do? Huh, Mikey?
Make the match, Mrs. Goldberg. And it'll be the best match you ever made.
That's what I think.
While Molly thinks of Emma's future, Mikey worries about Sammy's. For he can very clearly see that Sammy is no longer responsible for his feelings. And that means he no longer decides on his own future. It's moved into the pretty, entrancing hands of Emma. Say, before you do your supper dishes tonight, just ask yourself this. Are you using one of those halfway soaps? You are if it's a tough granulated soap because it holds back on safety for your hands. Or if it's a bar soap because it doesn't have real speed. But you can forget such halfway soaps now that new Dove's is here. You see, Dove's is that amazing new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash. And for dishes, too, Dove's has everything. Everything from whirlwind speed to greater kindness for your hands. Notice how soft and comfortable your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove's. Not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands such extra gentle care. Yet see how fast Dove's cuts tough grease without you doing any hard scrubbing. Why, no soap made can beat Dove's for speedy dishwashing. Remember, you can tell by the suds how really different Dove's is. Truly different Dove's is. Truly different Dove's is. Try it today. Dove's has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove's, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.